They've been fleeing their homeland for more than 7 years now, seeking peace and a place to start over. Millions of Iraqi Christians and Muslims have streamed across the borders into neighboring countries like Syria and Jordan, trying to put the bloodshed, kidnappings, and heartaches of the conflict in their country behind them. The UN's refugee agency, UNHCR, is estimating that 25 to 50,000 Iraqi refugees are currently present in Lebanon. But Isabel Sade, coordinator of the Caritas Migrant Center in Beirut, says those numbers are steadily climbing. She says some 20 to 25 new families are arriving in the country each month, but find themselves in legislative limbo, with no visas and no rights.
As for Caritas Migrant Center, we have around 10,000 Iraqi refugees who are being followed by the team of Caritas.
As far as the people that you are personally helping there with Caritas, where are they located? Where are they living?
They are spread all over the country because they are urban refugees. But, for example, we can see in the south of Lebanon and in the north and as well as in the Bekaa and in Beirut, and they are in specific areas, for example, the Christian among the Christian community and the Muslim among the Muslim community.
And you are cooperating with the UNHCR, with the United Nations Refugee Services?
We are one of UNHCR partners. All these families coming recently, they are the most poor people, if we can say. They waited until now to leave because they did not have the money to pay the airplane ticket or to leave their country. And these people, they have lot of trauma problems. They have a lot of medical problems, and they need to be assisted. And one of the major challenges is the legal status, because Lebanon did not sign the Geneva Convention, so does not recognize the status of refugees. So once they arrive to Lebanon, if they come legally through the airport, they get a visa for 1, 2 to 3 months renewable, but later on they become illegal. And this is the most big challenge for them and for us as an NGO.
So what are you doing to try to change this situation?
We have been trying to lobby with the Lebanese government. So last year in 2009, we were able to get an amnesty. And the refugees who were illegal, they had the chance to find a sponsor and to get a work permit and a residence permit for 1 year. Now, for 2010, we were not yet able to get this amnesty yet, but we are hoping that we will have it soon.
Are most of these Iraqi refugees hoping one day to return to their homes?
Unfortunately, no. The majority wish to be resettled in a third country.
So they don't want to stay in Lebanon?
No, for them, Lebanon is a transit country.
I know that the situation of the Palestinian refugees in Lebanon has always been a topic of heated debate. Palestinian refugees from the 1948 war with Israel there's some 300,000 to 400,000 of them living in Lebanon now in camps. Palestinian refugees are denied the possibility to work, to have access to social services in Lebanon. We're seeing the same sort of situation there with the Iraqi refugees. Is this a combined problem?
Yes, it's more or less also affecting the Iraqi refugees. They are working, but they are working as daily labor. So people who have some diplomas cannot work as lawyers, as doctors, or even as nurse. So it's a bit challenging.
And what about schools and health services for the refugees?
Refugees, they have access to public schools like any Lebanese and private schools as well, but private schools are expensive. Now, for the medical, they have also access to public hospitals like any Lebanese. So even Lebanese, when they are using the public services, they have to pay. So refugees, they are treated the same. But as Caritas, we are assisting, for example, on the medical level. We are providing 100% coverage for all chronic medication, up to 85% coverage for non-chronic medication and inpatient medical care. We are also providing education assistance for the children. This year, as an example, as Caritas alone, we have assisted 1,375 children to be enrolled in schools, public and private schools.
That's very admirable. You must have met a lot of these people and talked to them and heard their stories. What are some of the stories that have moved you the most?
When we have children who have experienced the kidnap and they are still living the trauma, when we have women widowed who came alone with her children without knowing anything about their husband, if he is still alive or not. So these are really very hard stories to hear on a daily basis.
It must be so traumatic for these people as well. You talked there about children being kidnapped themselves or having family members kidnapped. What kind of psychological assistance are you able to offer these refugees who have gone such dramatic trauma?
We have been providing psychosocial follow-up. We have two full-time psychologists. Although the assistance provided by a psychologist is still a taboo for some families and maybe sometimes in the Arab world, so it's not easy even to outreach these refugees. But now things are improving because we have the social workers who do regular follow-up, daily follow-up, and even home visits to build the trust between the family and the social worker. So we have our psychologists who conduct individual follow-up, but also sometimes group or therapy or even family therapy for several families who have experienced the same trauma.
Now, you said a lot of these refugees would like to go to a third country and restart a life for themselves. Have you been able to facilitate that for any of these families?
In fact, it's not Caritas' role, but it's UNHCR. And for 2009, we know that there were 2,000 people from Lebanon, more or less, were resettled from Lebanon to a third country. The majority went to the U.S.
Okay, and so you've, together with UNHCR, have been working with the U.S. authorities to facilitate the visa situation for many of these refugees.
Yes.
What about some of the European countries or other countries in the region?
We have some families who went to other European countries, but the big bulk is being sent to the USA. European countries, they don't have big quotas for Iraqi refugees.
Now, Lebanon is a very open, almost Western society. You have many, many Christians in Lebanon, as well as Muslims. How have the Christian and the Muslim Iraqis who are flooding into the country, how have they been received by the local population?
In fact, they are welcomed. As I mentioned previously, they are living in areas where, for example, Christian are living where Christian Lebanese are, and Muslim the same. And we have among the Muslim community, we have many mixed marriage, Iraqi men married to Lebanese women.
And
they have been assisted and supported by the local community.
And as we've seen in the Palestinian refugee camps, they basically are living in little neighborhoods all together. Where are you able to find housing for the Iraqi refugees?
They are living in urban areas and in poor areas, if we can say. So, and they are paying for small rooms, expensive rent. First, because they don't have the legal status, so they try as much as they can to hide. Also, in poor areas, maybe they can be supported also. As Caritas, we have field offices all over Lebanon, and even in the areas where the majority of Iraqis are settled.
What happens if an Iraqi refugee who has not obtained legal status yet in the country is caught by the security forces?
He may be arrested. That's why we have noticed that many women are working while men are at home, because they have more risk of being arrested. But once they are arrested, Caritas, they have a presence even inside detention, and we try to lobby with the government not to be deported. And we inform directly also UNHCR to check if there is a way to find quickly a resettlement country, so to avoid deportation.
How is Caritas cooperating with some of the Islamic Muslim charities?
In fact, all NGOs working with Iraqi refugees, they are being they are coordinating with UNHCR. So everyone is attending UNHCR coordination meeting, and we are sharing lists together to avoid duplication. And because Caritas is also present in Muslim areas, we are also collaborating with Muslim NGOs working with the Iraqi refugees. And things are going very good on this way.
Isabel Sadeh is coordinator of the Caritas Migrant Center in Beirut.